what type of people do you personally work with these days, and why do they work with you? What type of things do you do with them?
Yeah. Well, I have three major dimensions to my creative life right now. Well, maybe four. I guess the most important one is my son, Jack, who he's a little over 2 years old and love of my life. So that's maybe the most important part of my life, no question about it. I run a nonprofit educational foundation, and we have called the JW Foundation, the Art of Learning Project. And we have a couple hundred programs in schools around the country, internationally as well. And so this is integrating these principles that I've been developing in schools, working with teachers, parents, and children around this individualized and thematic relationship to learning that I've been developing. So this is one dimension. The other one is I own a martial arts school, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu school, with Marcelo Garcia, who's the 9-time world champion. You know him well, Tim. He's just really the Michael Jordan of the grappling world. So this is world-class athletes training there. And then I run a consulting business where I'm training people who are at the cutting edge of the finance world. And this is really interesting work because we're focusing on that last 1% or 0.1% of the learning process, which is really my specialty. It's highly individualized. It's cutting edge work on their learning process, their idea generation, their creativity, their performance psychology, their resilience. Fascinating work. And you know what I've discovered, it's interesting because I wrote this book called The Art of Learning years ago, and so people are always coming to me to speak about learning. But much of what I've been focused on in recent years has been unlearning. When I think about that last movement, you know, from the equivalent of being, say, number 10 to number 1 in the world, to number 5 to being number 1 in the world, it's much more about finding subtle obstructions, finding friction points, releasing them, identifying cognitive biases that might be blocking your way. It's the movement towards unobstructed self-expression. So if you think about your creative process as a hose with a big crimp in it, if you release it, just unbelievable pressure can be released. And a lot of what I'm doing with people is trying to move them from very good to great, or from great to truly elite, by just deeply individualized work on helping them really find ways to express the core of their being through their art, which is, as you know, a big theme in my life. From when I played chess at my highest level, that's what I was doing. When I had a period of being really locked up in my chess career, which we can go into in more detail if you want, I was doing the opposite. I was trying to fit into someone else's mold. And then ultimately, when I transitioned away from chess into the martial arts, I returned to that experience of self-expression. And that's when I really started to understand it very deeply. I think it was the crisis towards the end of my chess career which really laid the foundation for the work that I do today with brilliant mental performers who are just trying to make that movement to the equivalent to world champion.